Today's episode is not suitable for anybody under the age of 14. So if you guys do wish to listen to some other episodes, there are some episodes that are in the show that are not explicit. Just a disclaimer that viewer discretion is advised. Anyways, let's continue with today's episode. What's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and I'm here with my co-host today, and welcome to the Level Infinite show.
Hi, I'm Avatar. I'm sure you
Yeah.
might know me from the previous episode. And yeah, that's all you need to know.
Yeah, so today we're really just going to be discussing a lot of various topics and interesting things from around our life sphere. So, welcome to the random club here, because we're winging it.
Oh, hell yeah, dude, random.
Yeah, random. We're winging it today. So,
Bet.
all right.
All
So,
right.
I really want to ask you really quickly though, how many energy drinks did you consume this week? Just this week alone, like since last Sunday.
All right. Well, okay, this is not sponsored. I'm just, saying. I drink G Fuel usually because it's just convenient, I guess. All I have to do is just mix some powder into water and I have an energy drink. So I'm trying to like trace how many G Fuel scoops have I had. Let's see. So I had two on Monday, one on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay, so I'd say two on Monday, one on Tuesday, one on
Oh
Wednesday,
my God,
one on
so much
Thursday,
math!
two on Friday. Let's see, I had two yesterday, I had one today, so 10 scoops in total
Dang,
of
dude,
G Fuel.
that's a lot of caffeine. I've only had like I think three energy drinks this week.
Oh.
So that's pretty
Yeah.
impress that's pretty impressive. Your tolerance level has got to be high,
Well, I
for
mean, I
that.
kind of just wake up and before I leave for school, I make a cup of G Fuel just to start me off for the day.
I
Unless
mean,
I'm
hey.
like sleep deprived that day, then I'll make a second scoop towards like noon.
I mean, hey, if it helps you wake up, that's what you gotta do. Sometimes I'll drink an energy drink in the morning and then get one in the afternoon before I get ready to go to work. So, I mean, typical.
Again, not sponsored or not a promo or anything, but like the G Fuel
Right.
cans are really underrated. Like you'd think G Fuel cans, like G Fuel cans, you'd be like G Fuel cans. Ew, that doesn't sound very good. But then like, I'm telling you, like it's way better than you think. It's worth a try. At least give it a try.
Okay, so I need to tell you an interesting story, and the audience is gonna love this, and it's gonna think this is a Christmas slash wintertime miracle, even though it's not freaking Christmas anymore. But this is a very interesting story. So I was up on my loft bed, right? Which, and most loft beds are like 7 to 8 feet high, 'cause you gotta have space underneath for your studio setup, your laptops, computers, and all that. I was sitting up
Yeah.
there, right? And I had my HP laptop with me because I was working on it last night and I just didn't feel like getting out of bed to put it away before I go to sleep. I wake up at 8 o'clock this morning, right? And so I hear this loud bang and I'm like, oh my God, what was that? I look on the floor and I see my laptop. And I run to
Oh
bed and
no.
I panic. It's not my gaming one, don't worry. It's my silver backup one that's like an ultrabook that's like trash. But I see it on the floor. I panic, get up to go down and get it. And by the grace of God, thank you, Lord God, for this. The laptop was flat on the floor, and the only thing that was damaged was the little hinge cover that covers the hinge. And miraculously, that was able to snap back in place. I had no
Wow.
display issues, no damage, no dents, no nothing, and it fell from 8 feet above the
Yo, that is some god tier luck. That's like you're more likely to get hit by a car than that happening type look. Oh my goodness.
Right? So I literally,
Yo.
like snapped my hinge cover back into place, and it fit perfectly and snug. And I was like, "Oh my gosh! Thank goodness my laptop didn't get damaged." Thankfully, I have accidental damage coverage on the backup laptop. So even if it did get damaged, probably would have still gotten it fixed either way. But it would have taken like a week. But still, the fact that
Yeah.
happened is like a miracle. So
So
anything
on the
funny happened
topic
to
of
you?
like So on the topic of like very durable things, I recently got my 3DS out of storage, and that thing still has battery charge on it after being in storage for several years.
Yay! It has battery on it. Yay!
Yeah,
it has battery.
It has battery. Not just that, but that damn thing has been dropped so many times. I have dropped that 3DS so many times in its lifetime that, like, I don't even know how it still functions.
Well, does it have any dents, though? That's the real question.
No, it doesn't.
That thing is durable? That thing must have nerves of steel.
I have a 3DS XL, first model.
That thing has nerves of steel. If you drop
yeah,
the
all
sw-
I'm
if
gonna
you,
say that
if
thing's
you drop
been
the
hell
switch,
and back.
If you drop the switch, the screen would split in two. Like
yes.
That thing has some nerves of steel.
Oh yeah, no, that 3DS of mine has been to hell and back in terms of abuse.
Look, while we're on this topic, my Motorola phone that I used to have before I got my Samsung A53, so the Motorola Moto G Play that I have, it was in its case, and I took off the wristband for one of our trampoline parks that I typically go to almost every week, because I have, you know, I'm able to go there and do stuff consistently. Got like I will call it a membership. That's all you need to know.
I think I know the name of this trampoline park.
I'm pretty sure you do. But let's not talk about that.
I'm not going to name drop it for the sake of your privacy, but I think I know the name of it.
Yeah, so anyways, I come home and I pull the wristband off, and my Motorola phone goes flying 6 feet up in the air. Mind you that we are on a deck that has stairs to it to get up to the door. So it's probably the real figure from the concrete to where it flew up was more like 13 feet. It lands on the corner, somehow lands upside right where the screen isn't on the concrete, and the thing has not one bit of damage.
Oh my god.
It went 13 feet, and not just 13 feet up, it went 6 feet long. So it had a lot of momentum when it came down, if you did the math. It has a lot of momentum, and that thing survived.
Holy. Dude, my AirPods are also super durable, too. My AirPods have been dropped so many times and still work perfectly fine.
There are a lot of people that have been saying that their AirPods do that, but then there are also people that say that their AirPods 3, I have a friend that's one of these people, they've been saying that their AirPods 3 are, like, very sensitive to touching them, and if you touch them in the wrong way, you'll do something unintentionally, like, several
you
times out of a day.
Touch them in the wrong way?
Yeah,
in
like
the
if
wrong
you do,
way?
Like, if you tap them on the side, or if you, like, hold your head down or anything like that, they're ultra-sensitive and responsive, and they'll, like, somehow do something that you don't mean for it to do. And I'm trying to
you
figure
know,
out
for a while
why.
I had AirPods 3, and they really weren't like that for me, so I don't know what, like, crack they're smoking.
Yeah,
whatever they're smoking, though, I need some.
One of my friends was complaining about that. Maybe it's because she has long hair, so it might be brushing up against it or something, or it might necessarily probably have something to do with like the way it's being used. I've had a friend or two say something about that happening.
My AirPods are first generation Pros. That's what mine are.
You know,
I can't live without the noise cancellation.
You know, if I want to make a recommendation, like if you don't need to buy the AirPod Max, then you don't necessarily have to buy the AirPods Max because it's expensive one, but also the noise cancellation on the regular AirPods are just as good, and so I don't understand why people spend so much money on the Maxes.
I've actually used
second
generation
most of the stuff is
say...
the same, except they're over ear headphones instead of earpods. That's the only major difference.
The noise cancellation on AirPods Pro 2 is actually like scary. Like, it's scarily good.
You can't even hear yourself.
Yes, I also have people who've screamed at me at the top of their lungs when I was trying them out, and I could not hear shit. So, apologies for my language.
It's fine. I have to. It's fine because the episode is explicit.
Label it teen.
It's going to be labeled explicit. All of the episodes that you and Rain are in, they're always labeled explicit. Look, I got you, bro. I got you. I got your number, okay. Bro.
What? You got my number? Oh, shit.
Not your real not your real number.
Oh, shit. I mean, you could leave me a text at 919-480. Fuck. Damn.
919-480?
Wait. I want to make it very clear it's a Google Voice number. Wait. Hold on. I keep forgetting the actual number. Hold on. Let me sign into it.
Gosh, you're actually going to drop your Google Voice number?
Why not?
I mean, because if somebody has a tracer, they can trace your Google Voice number back to your regular cell phone number since your accounts are linked. You do know that, right?
No, I de-linked it. I unlinked it.
But then how does the Google Voice number even gonna function? You have to have an account!
It does! I can call people through it. I set it up and then I removed my phone number.
Okay, well, then by all means, go ahead and drop your Google Voice number.
Okay, anyways, you can send me a message or voicemail at 919-480-8604.
And no, this is a Google Voice number, and no, he does not live in Raleigh.
That's right, I don't live in Raleigh.
Cause you ain't even from North Carolina, so, I mean... I'm guessing you're not.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah. So, let's talk video games for a little bit. What have you been playing recently?
I've been playing quite a bit. I've been playing Beat Saber, VRChat, Roblox, even though I'm banned right now. I've been getting back into Fortnite just to see, like, what's going on there.
I promised one of my friends I'd play Genshin Impact with them probably next weekend, because I'm not going to have time, not have enough time to get to level 18 tonight. I'll probably have to do it throughout the week.
My opinion on Genshin Impact is that any miHoYo game is just literal brain rot.
Well,
that's my honest opinion.
Well, I mean, I couldn't say anything because I have not really played it yet. I've basically downloaded it with the intention of playing for the sake of my friends so that I can play it with them and we can have something to do together, and I haven't gotten a chance to because I've been having work and school, so I haven't gotten around to it yet. I'm probably going to get a chance to do it this week, so hopefully it's good enough for me.
No, it's a gambling game. It's a gacha game. You pay to win through gambling.
Don't spoil this for me.
No,
don't,
I'm being serious. That's all. You have to pay to win to play the game. You have to pay and gamble to play the game.
So you're
not to play it.
So it's basically like Destiny 2, which is a looter shooter.
Yes, but you have to pay for random loot boxes, though.
Well,
that's
what
a gacha game is.
Well,
you pay for random loot boxes. You gamble.
I mean, I don't want to throw shade on the game because I haven't played it yet, but from what I hear, the story is at least good. I did hear the story and the multiplayer is at least good. But like I said, I can't say much because I haven't played it yet. So
all I'm going to say after this is 95% quit before they make it big.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I've been playing Cities Skylines 2, and that game is awesome. You need to see the scale of like how much work I've done on my city so far, and how far it's come in the terms of like growth and stability and all that. It's really, really good.
Hmm.
But then I also wanted to get back into Need for Speed Unbound. I started that game and I never finished the campaign. I got multiplayer, did multiplayer, but I never finished the campaign for it, so. I hear it's pretty good. So, do you play driving games any?
Not really, but I could definitely have decent skill in them, though.
Look, I was at a social last night, and I was just tearing it up on the racing arcade game. It helps that I have my learner's permit and that I know how to drive. No, for those that are wondering, I'm not racing and I'm not speeding. Before you get that thought in your head, diminish that thought right now. And if that thought is in your head,
why not? Then, racing's fun.
Then take it out. If that thought's in your head, take it out now, because that's not what's happening.
Racing is fun. What do you mean? Come on, bro. I'm sure you've gone 100 miles per hour on a highway. Come on.
No,
I know you've gone 100 plus on a highway.
No, I'm trying to keep my license. I'm trying to keep my permit, so no, thank you.
I can tell you right now, a lot of people have like gone on the highway and just absolutely floored it. A lot of people definitely have. And they're lying if they said they haven't. Like,
well,
50% chance they're lying if they say that they haven't floored it on the highway.
Just well, for the hell of it. Look, I know this guy that he didn't take, I don't think he took part in it, but I do know that from what he was telling me is that back in the day, like 80s, 90s, when cops didn't used to patrol the streets as often in rural communities, they were like mainly like city area dominant, and people were able to do that stuff in the rural communities because the sheriff rarely patrolled. I don't think they did the racing, but there are some people that they would go out and go see that actually they had like a long stretch of road that was like no traffic, nothing at night. And they used to do some racing up there, but as time grew on and cops started, you know, becoming more strict about rural areas and letting people just get away with that stuff, they kind of had to stop doing that because you know, people just started caring more and they stopped letting people do whatever they want in rural communities. Is the gist of it. And so over time they had to stop doing that, but for a while, like if you lived in a very small town where everybody knew everybody and you had those types of roads and whatnot, there were some that would do that occasionally where he lived, and they would go out, have a little bit of fun, and they didn't really cause trouble for the most part because it's like the whole town knew that they were doing it, so it didn't really matter, and like the sheriff didn't patrol, they didn't have traffic or anything, so it's like nobody really cared that they were doing it. But it was a really long time ago, so it's been like decades ago, so you can't do that. You can't do that now, but some places used to be able to get away with it back then.
I mean, to an extent, you could still do whatever the hell you want in more rural areas, though. Like, me and my dad occasionally go, like, 40 minutes away to somebody's house that we know. They got, like, a ton of land because they live on a farm, and they let us shoot there every now and then.
I've seen around, even here where we were, like, it's, like, not even that far to the city. There are some back roads where there's like no traffic like ever, and the people that live on those roads, they don't have anybody coming through there, so they'll just ride their ATVs and their dirt bikes on the street, which technically are not supposed to do that because here that's
illegal.
because they're not street legal, but because no traffic is over there and sheriffs don't technically have to patrol that area if they don't want to. And typically they choose not to because it's not a populated street. There's no traffic literally at almost any time of day. They can just ride their ATV and dirt bike through there and be fine. So I've seen some people do that.
I've seen that with golf carts too.
Yeah, I've seen that with like dirt bikes, ATVs, Polaris's, some types of motorized scooters. I've seen people do that before.
Yeah, we've been able to get away with doing all kinds of dumb shit out there. Like, one time we put tannerite inside of a pumpkin, and my dad shot at it and blew up a pumpkin.
You guys can blow up a pumpkin?
Yes, with Tannerite, which, by the way, that was legally obtained, because Tannerite's basically, like, it's a substance kit that you buy. It's a kit you buy, and you mix the substances together, and then when you shoot at it with high-velocity ammunition, it blows up.
It's legal to buy.
So it's not illegal. We were within the law. Don't worry.
Okay, so you guys can get that stuff where you live. I don't think we can get that here.
You just go to the store and find it. It's called Tannerite. As long as you're at least 21 and have an ID, I think you can buy it.
I'll definitely have to look that up. Because I don't.
Jay becoming a war criminal. Once he finds that out.
Becoming a war criminal. Yeah.
When he finds out he can buy Tannerite, oh my god.
Yeah, no. I think I'd rather leave that to somebody that has a tactical newt. Definitely would rather have a nuke, lol. Just kidding. No, we don't need nukes. Nukes are bad.
But
nukes
are bad for society. So we've blown up a pumpkin using Tannerite. We were just minding our business one day and some guy pulled up with a full auto M4 build and just mag dumped into the lake right there. So he mag dumped into the lake with a full auto M4.
What is he trying to do? Slaughter fish to eat?
No, he was just trying to make a point to it. Well, not make a point, but like, I don't know what he was doing, but he pulled up and he's like, yo, can I just shoot something real quick? And then he pulls out an AR style weapon, and then he starts loading up the mag. And then when he fires it, it's just full fucking auto, and we were like, oh no, that's not good.
And he just pulls up and just fires it into the lake.
Yeah. Well, right. We don't have much out there that we could shoot at. I mean, we have a dune where we can, like, put targets in it. And then we also have, like, some steel plates and stuff. And then we got the lake that you can shoot into, so you can see, like, you know, the impact, like, the splashes from the bullet.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, anyways, this is the last question, and then I'm about to wrap this thing up. So, I want to just ask you this random question. Who is your all-time celebrity crush of all time? Like, just name,
honestly,
if you can name anybody.
Honestly, Ryan Reynolds. That man is hot. Absolutely hot. I'm not gay, but damn is that man hot.
So many questions for you.
So many questions that I'd be like, what the fuck? Yo, is this guy gay? Are you sure you're not gay? Are you sure about that?
So my celebrity, well, I actually have two celebrity crushes, one from before I was 18 and one from after I had turned 18. So before I was 18, when I was like a little teenager, my celebrity crush used to always be Ariana Grande. The reason for that is because her singing voice is just not just awesome, it's stellar. That's the word, stellar. I used to always love listening to her sing, and sometimes, you know, if she sung live or whatnot, I didn't mind occasionally listening to that, although my parents would have been skeptical because at the time I was little and some of the outfits that were being worn can be suggestive sometimes. So. And my celebrity crush from after I turned 18, I have to say Ice Spice, and it's not because of looks or her dress or anything like that. It's just because simply she's really, really cool. like her personality is just awesome. Like, well, for what you gather watching her and her shows and all that, the personality is awesome. No.
I think you like a little something different there, HJ. And honestly, I don't blame you, okay? It's okay to, you know, have those feelings, all right? But I know it's not the personality you like. I think it's something different.
Why are you always suspecting me of stuff? Are you trying? Are you trying to interrogate me?
Agent training.
Are you trying to chastise me?
I'm not actually. What? Am I trying to what you?
Nah, just ignore it, dude. Nah, let's forget about that. Let's
sounded
move
like
on.
He said, are you trying to castrate me?
No, I said chastise. There's a difference.
Oh. I know there's a difference. It sounded different.
Chastise. There's a difference, dude. All right, anyways, we gotta wrap this thing up because it's 24 minutes and I got a backup episode to record after this. So thank you guys for joining us on the Level Infinite show. This episode will be labeled mature, so I will be inserting like a little heads up for our younger audiences prior to the episode when this releases. That kind of gives them a heads up. Let's be real, you're not gonna let your 14-year-old or younger listen to this episode in particular.
Yeah, exactly.
But
let's be real, nobody younger is gonna be listening to this to begin with, realistically speaking.
Not this particular episode. Now, if you guys are interested, I don't curse or anything like that on my other episodes. A lot of my episodes are actually information based. Some of them are entertainment based, but they're never this far out.
The point I'm trying to make though is that I don't think realistically younger people would be listening to podcasts. Like, I just don't think that's something that would be appealing to them. Especially with, you know, my generation, Gen Z, and Gen Alpha. You know, their attention spans are rapidly diminishing. Therefore, I realistically don't think that podcasts would really appeal to them.
Well, yeah.
I know it's definitely possible, but there's probably not much audience that is younger like that.
Yeah, that's definitely your opinion. So I will let you have that opinion. But I will say this though, because while I'm on this topic, if you guys do have younger audiences and you want them to listen to the show, there are informational episodes and there are also other episodes that are not as far out. That are also, some of them are PG and some of them are PG-13. And if you guys are interested in checking those out, I will leave a link to a couple of them in the description of this episode, so you guys can go and check those out. And I'll also be updating YouTube with the YouTube version of the show, so you guys can also go check those out as well, because those are not as bad and they should be suitable for 13 plus at least. So I will be leaving a disclaimer in there. And if you have not already, please follow the Spotify. We're at 67, so we're growing. That's good, and I appreciate that. I love everybody that has listened to the show so far, because you guys are awesome for that, and I thank you guys. And I also thank my Twitter subscribers or followers, whatever, because they have been doing such an extraordinary job on providing feedback that is going to help shape the show. So I'm really excited for this show to take off and go even further. I thank you guys, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Today's episode was sponsored by Zulu. My friend has an advertisement he'd like to share, and I'm going to turn it over to him because he's going to explain his pricing, his service, and what he has to offer.
Looking for the perfect hosting plan for your Discord bot? Look no further than Zulu Development. Let's get started with our bronze plan, perfect for a small private bot with around 300 members. You get 512 MB of RAM and a Genesis 600 MB of storage. All this with just 99p. If you've got a bigger server, our silver plan is your go-to choice. With 1 GB of RAM and 1.5 GB storage, it's ideal for servers with 300 to 1,000 members. Best part is, it's only £2.50. But wait, there's more. For those ambitious bot developers creating public bots, the silver plan might get you started. Still, you'll want to level up to our gold plan with 1.5 GB of RAM and a whopping 2 GB of storage, ensuring your bot runs seamlessly across every server it's in. As yours, versus 3.25. Zulu Development, your bot's best friend in hosting. Choose your plan today at www.client.zoodevelopment.tech and make your bus journey a breeze.